Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. We're sitting down with Pat Moriarty here at Marion County Bank. He's the Investment Center Manager, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the different investments you can make and, you know, thinking about them. We're going into the new year, and there are lots of opportunities to be had in the stock market, the bond market, the housing market, and they all vary. And, of course, this is one of the men to talk to. And first and foremost, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Thanks, Evan. It's always a pleasure to share our thoughts with the listening public out there. And you're right, this is the end of the year. We're very excited to get 2011 over with. As most people know, with the year, we basically started the year at one point and ended about at the same point, even though in between that whole time, we had a lot of volatility. But I am still a long-term optimist with the market, and the thing that we always still stress with everybody, and this is kind of a good thing to do after the first of the year, is review your portfolio, your investments, and remember, diversify. I think what's happened because of the markets in the last year, because of the extra volatility, is that a lot of people have gone to the sidelines. A lot of people are just sort of saying, Pat, I don't know what I want to do. I'm just going to let it sit in checking or in savings, or they're not talking to anybody. And so you have all this money just sitting there earning practically zero. And what I'm saying is no one's ever been successful that way. If you look at long-term strategies, you still need to diversify. We don't know what the perfect investment's going to be. We don't know if it's going to be gold, silver, oils. But we do know if you put a little bit here, a little bit there, and diversify yourself over that allocation, you should do very, very well. And that's the main thing we want to encourage everybody. And that's also true with Europe. A lot of people are saying, oh, I'm very scared about what's happening overseas with all their problems. And I'm saying you still want to invest globally. And you know, the old adage is right now is actually an inexpensive time to invest in a lot of those areas. And you look at the emerging markets. And to remind us of that, we just look here locally. I mean, look at Vermeer Manufacturing, how much they're doing overseas. And I think, you know, that economy is coming back, and that's what most economists are saying for 2012, is that they're looking at the markets to slowly improve, and we're starting to see a lot of good economic headlines in that area. So hang in there, keep investing, keep adding to your portfolio, and diversify. And if you're not sure what you want to do, there are a lot of great financial advisors in this area. And just sit down and listen to what they say and have them review your portfolio and see what strategies they suggest, because they're always looking at a long-term horizon. You know, we're not short-term investors. We're all looking at what's going to happen over the long term.
Now, when you're talking about diversification, it goes beyond just looking at the different markets as well. It's a mindset of being involved, right?
Right. Yep. I'm not a market timer. I've stressed that many a time. No one's ever been able consistently to predict where the markets are going. We see that time and time and over again. And so what we're suggesting is make sure you're diversified into various mutual funds and, you know, get the money professionally managed. And the key is you're investing with the market. Because once again, if you look at the market, what you're doing is you're investing in good old American companies, European companies, things that we buy goods and services from every day. So why not be a part of that and share in that growth?
One thing that obviously burned a lot of people is the housing downturn, which was sort of the big indicator that things were amiss in our financial system several years ago. And people now are starting to get back into the housing market, but there are some pretty common misconceptions about how housing works as an investment.
Right. I think housing is good for a long-term investment. Sometimes people get caught up in the fact that housing never can go down. Well, that's been proven the other way. And everything goes in cycles. We're seeing that even like with farmland right now. Farming is hitting astronomical high prices, and people are saying, well, that never goes down because they don't make any more land. And I say, well, wait a second, go back to the 80s. And farmland did go down in value because it couldn't cash flow. Now, fortunately for a lot of our local investors, were all very conservative, as we talked about, and so most of that is very sound financial adjustment, and people are looking at cash flows. Same thing with housing. I mean, I think housing is a great long-term investment. Now is a great time to get in. The interest rates are abnormally low, but we actually have been at these low interest rates before, back in the 70s, back in the 50s. So once again, we want to respect history. Everybody thinks that the things today are different, and they're not. If you go back and look at headlines in the 70s, they're the exact same headlines. And if you look at how much the market has grown since the 70s, it's great. And so that's the whole point is, you know, we've done this before. Hang in there. Keep adding to your accounts. Take advantage of different accounts that are out there. I mentioned Roth IRAs, IRAs. Continue adding to your 401ks if you have one. And, you know, because whatever you can do to help prepare for your retirement, it's going to pay off in the long term.
And just as a final closing note, with the transition into the new year, if there was one thing, you know, if you were going to take one piece of advice from all of this and there was one thing you could tell people in general to do, which piece would it be?
My one piece of advice is stay in the market, continue to diversify.
Well, thank you so much for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Thanks for everything that you guys do as well.
Once again, that's Pat Moriarty, the Investment Center Manager here at Marion County Bank. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This has been Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.